More than a dozen New Orleans Saints players knelt during the national anthem before Sunday's game at Bank of America Stadium, but no Carolina Panthers joined them. Protests around the NFL this weekend came in response to President Trump's comment that players should be fired if they kneel during the anthem. Panthers coach Ron Rivera said Monday the protests aren't disrespectful.
You know, a lot of these players want to stand up against bigotry and injustice and, you know, and a lot of the bad things that are going on. And I think that, you know, they deserve to have the right form and have it put in the right context for them. But I think everybody's got to understand that these young men, they believe in supporting the military and what they all stand for and the first responders. And I just hope people don't try to say that when a young man does what he does, that he's disrespecting those people, because they're not.
Panthers defensive end Julius Peppers stayed in the locker room during the anthem in protest. Meanwhile, the debate over the NFL protests spilled over into NASCAR with public statements by team owners, race car driver Dale Earnhardt Jr., and NASCAR itself. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Earnhardt posted on Twitter that he thinks all Americans have the right to protest peacefully. He went on to quote the late President John F. Kennedy, "Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable." His tweet came a day after team owners Richard Petty and Richard Childress said they would fire anyone who didn't stand up for the anthem. On Monday, NASCAR put out a statement that didn't really take a stand. On the one hand, the group said, quote, "Our respect for the national anthem has always been a hallmark of our pre-race events." But NASCAR also echoed Earnhardt, saying that thanks to the sacrifices of many, Americans have the right to peacefully express their opinions. Earnhardt has been the sport's most popular driver for 14 straight years and has spoken out before. In 2015, he supported the decision to remove the Confederate flag from the South Carolina State House. He plans to retire at the end of this season. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.